Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. We announce to the congregation that it hath pleased the Lord to take out of our midst by the hand of death on Tuesday morning Heather Arietta Ludeman at the age of 14 years. Her father, Ain, is in the Calgary Hospital, but soon hopes to be enabled to return home. The Lord remember the mourning family and sanctify the calling. To that end, let us sing together of Psalter 245, the stanzas 1 and 3. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place through all the ages of our race. Before the mountains had their birth, or ever thou wast formed the earth, from everlasting thou art God, to everlasting our abode. And what follows, Psalter 245, the first and the third stanza.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 47, the verses 7 through 31. Genesis 47, beginning with the 7th verse. And Joseph brought in Jacob his father and set him before Pharaoh, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Jacob, How old art thou? And Jacob said unto Pharaoh, The days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. A few and evil have the days of the years of my life been, and have not attained unto the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the days of their pilgrimage. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh, and went out from before Pharaoh. And Joseph placed his father and his brethren, and gave them a possession in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramesses, as Pharaoh had commanded. And Joseph nourished his father and his brethren, and all his father's household with bread, according to their families. And there was no bread in all the land, for the famine was very sore, so that the land of Egypt and all the land of Canaan fainted by reason of the famine. And Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan for the corn which they bought. And Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house. And when money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came unto Joseph and said, Give us bread, for why should we die in thy presence? For the money faileth. And Joseph said, Give your cattle, and I will give you for your cattle if money fail. And they brought their cattle unto Joseph, and Joseph gave them bread in exchange for horses and for the flocks and for the cattle of the herds and for the asses, and he fed them with bread for all their cattle for that year. When that year was ended, they came unto him the second year and said unto him, We will not hide it from my Lord, how that our money is spent. My Lord also hath our herds of cattle. There is not aught left in the sight of my Lord but our bodies and our lands. Wherefore shall we die before thine eyes, both we and our land? Buy us and our land for bread, and we and our land will be servants unto Pharaoh, and give us seed, that we may live and not die, that the land be not desolate. And Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh, for the Egyptians sold every man his field, because the famine prevailed over them, as so the land became Pharaoh's. And as for the people, he removed them to cities from one end of the borders of Egypt, even to the other end thereof. Only the land of the priests, body not, for the priest had a portion assigned them of Pharaoh, and an either portion which Pharaoh gave them. Wherefore they sold not their lands. Then Joseph said unto the people, Behold, I have bought you this day and your land for Pharaoh. Lo, here is seed for you, and ye shall sow the land. And it shall come to pass in the increase that ye shall give the fifth part unto Pharaoh, and four parts shall be your own, for seed of the field, and for your food, and for them of your households, and for food for your little ones. And they said, Thou hast saved our lives. Let us find grace in the sight of my Lord, and we will be Pharaoh's servants. And Joseph made it a law over the land of Egypt unto this day, that Pharaoh should have the fifth part, except the land of the priest only, which became not Pharaoh's. And Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the country of Goshen, and they had possessions therein, and grew, and multiplied exceedingly. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So the whole age of Jacob was 147 years. And the time drew nigh that Israel must die. And he called his son Joseph and said unto him, If now I have found grace in thy sight, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and deal kindly and truly with me. Bury me not, I pray thee, in Egypt, but I will lie with my fathers, and thou shalt carry me out of Egypt, and bury me in their burying place. And he said, I will do as thou hast said. And he said, Swear unto me. And he swore unto him, and Israel bowed himself upon the bed's head. We hope to remember in prayer, in addition to the Ludeman family, Mr. David Habor with his brain tumor, who was in the Calgary hospital, where in this day they have taken a biopsy. Zora, daughter of Johann and Chantal Klock, who remains in the Calgary Children's Hospital, where there have been encouragements since Tuesday afternoon. Mr. Jonathan Vandenberg, who was taken to the Lethbridge Hospital with head injuries on account of a farm accident, and privileged to return home. Let us try to pray. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, thy hand is heavy upon us. May we be given to see it. And may we be given to feel it. And may it lead to self-examination, wherein this week thou wast spoken so loudly and so clearly in the midst of us, were displeased thee by the hand of death to take out of her midst a dear daughter, sister, granddaughter, further family member, classmate, member. For her it has become eternity. Lord, then we humbly beg of thee that thou may remember us all. Oh, in a special way, the family where it shall never be the same. An empty place. Flesh cannot miss flesh. And it shall only become more reality. Oh, Lord, may the hand that is taken away, may thy hand also be stretched out, put underneath them, that they may be strengthened, that they shall not succumb. The husband and father still in the hospital, thou hast spared the brittle thread of his life. And when it may be well, then soon he hopes to be enabled to return home. And then for all the preparations where they shall be called upon to bring her to the grave. Lord, we humbly ask thee, may this solemn calling be sanctified. And then we do well to ask ourselves why the young and not the older. Ah, thou art so sovereign and so free. And then to examine where our journey is to, oh Lord, do come down with thy Holy Spirit in the hearts of young and old. Ah, remember our dear children, our dear youth. Then surely, then thou wert speaking to them in a special way. Many of students in our Christian school, they have lost the classmate. That place shall remain empty. Teachers, a student that went away of all flesh, Lord, wilt thou grant a prayer unto one another and that it may please thee by thy Spirit, that we may count our days and apply our hearts unto wisdom's ways, and that it may be used by thy Spirit, that many may we be given to ask great things, that many may be wrought upon, that they may be born again, and that thy true children may be given by thy Spirit to make their calling and election sure, O Lord. Then thou grantest this time of grace, thou still callest, thou still speakest unto us and our children. Oh, do grant ears to hear and hearts to perceive, because also under this solemn calling cannot remain the same. 'Tis written in thy word, either a savor of life unto life, a savor of death unto death, Lord. Then we remember the whole family circle, father and mother. Remember the siblings, have lost a dear sister, the grandfather and the grandmother, have brought a dear wife and husband to the cemetery, and the grandmother a son, and now called upon to bring a dear granddaughter to the grave. Oh, wilt thou remember them? We commend unto thee all the mourning families' wounds that have never been healed and never been closed, opened by renewal, all lived through again. Wilt thou comfort and wilt thou strengthen? And Lord, for the family circles, when there are no empty places, wilt thou grant a little bewilderment to see thy goodness, thy good and gracious hand, where thou yet maketh a difference where there is no difference, because we are all lying under the sentence of death. We need to be born again by nature on that broad way that leadeth to destruction, but now by thy grace on that narrow way which leadeth to eternal glory. We commend unto thee all the afflicted ones, the father. Thou knowest the circumstances. Thou knowest the condition. We commend them unto thee with his dear wife. Do help the physicians. And then we may humbly ask thee, it may be according to thy will, that there may yet be means, sanctify the calling, remember his dear wife and children. We remember the little daughter. Then we may thank thee that thou hast given some turning around, some improvement, some encouragement, Wilt thou continue to spread thy gracious wings over her? Bless the means and uphold father and mother. Oh, with the young father, then in this week thou wast made a difference. Also received the head injury. Then thou wast put thy hand between him and death. May return home from the hospital. Ah, grant him together with his dear wife and child a special place at thy footstool to be given to be wondered thy goodness. Then we commend unto thee all the afflicted ones, more children in the children's hospital from different congregations. Hitherto thou hast spared them all. Even return to their dwellings. We commend them all unto thee. And in the hospital where the fathers are, another father from a sister congregation that was at the point of death, very critical. Thou wast given a little improvement. We commend also him unto thee with his dear wife and family. Remember all the sick relatives. Lord, we humbly ask thee that the solemn calling of death accompanied in this evening hour with the proclamation of thy holy word, that it may be blessed indeed, that it may be applied. The prophet has declared, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. May still be proclaimed that the greater Joseph is still alive and that he is governor over all the land of Egypt. Oh, bless thy word that sinners may be converted when we are building upon false foundations, because we only have one soul to be uncovered before it is forever too late, and that thy true children may be instructed further. It is written in thy word that death is the last enemy, Lord. Bind then the shortness, the solemnity, the seriousness of life upon all our hearts, and that there is but one step, whether we are young or old, have seen it, have experienced it, only one step between us and death, and the certainty of death, of judgment and eternity. Ah, Lord, may it then please thee, to do a great work amongst us. Give us not over to the hardening of the heart, O Lord. Would not thy name be greatly praised, honored, and glorified when it would be heard that many sons and many daughters would be born in Zion, all false resting grounds taken away, and the further leadings concerning the work of a triune God and the saving of his church, our Lord, do grant in thy gracious help, pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 105, the six stanzas. I constant care will take, lest sinful words they hear. My lips their silence shall not break, while wicked men are near. And what follows, Psalter 105, the six stanzas. in this evening hour, with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our text words, the portion of Scripture which you can find in Genesis 47, the verses 7 through 31. And for our text words, we shall read a portion from the verses 9, 12, 27, and 29. And then verse 9, few, and evil have the days of the years of my life been. Verse 12, and Joseph nourished his father and his brethren. And verse 27, grew and multiplied exceedingly. And verse 29, and the time drew near that Israel must die. Our text words speak of Jacob and his family dwelling in Egypt. Four thoughts. Jacob's confession before Pharaoh. Jacob's provision from Joseph. Jacob's enlargement in Egypt. And Jacob's preparation for death. Jacob and his family dwelling in Egypt. Jacob's confession before Pharaoh, the verses 7 through 10. Jacob's provision from Joseph, the verses 11 through 26. Jacob's enlargement in Egypt, the verses 27 and 28. And Jacob's preparation for death, the verses 29 through 31. Beloved congregation, Jacob has said before Pharaoh that his days were few. Was 130 years, would receive another 17. They were few in the respect that we fly away, and they are few in the light of eternity. Then congregation, not the first sermon of this week, then on Tuesday, also a special sermon that the Lord has spoken so clearly, so loudly. Word has pleased the Lord. To take out of our midst Heather Ludemann at the young age of 14 years. For her, it has become eternity, called to appear before her Maker. Approximately reached about a tenth of the age of Father Jacob. May we be spared, young and old, of rising up against the Lord. Can be so many questions. But then we do well to turn in unto ourselves, and young and old, what have we now been busy with? Oh, have we asked ourselves, boys and girls, when a grandfather or grandmother, one very old, dies, then when we are young, then it is easy to think, but he or she was so old, and I am still young, healthy, and strong. But that you cannot think. Only 14 years old, and should the question then not be, if in this evening your name was now read off, that the Lord had taken you out of this life by the hand of death, are you then prepared? Have we now received, boys and girls, a new heart that loves and that fears the Lord? And when we are older, when we are 28, double the age approximately, then we have sinned twice as long. 42 years, three times. 56, four times. And you can multiply it out, and not even considering as an infant, then we do not commit sin. The time we leave it lie, we do not consider. But then should it not be the question, Lord, why may I still have a place upon this earth? The precious time of grace, then indeed thy long suffering is long. The Lord uphold the mourning family and all mourning families in our midst. The Lord also remember the police, the emergency department that have come upon the accident scene. Also a difficult way for them. Images that are not so quickly erased. Should it then not be our prayer? May we be given to try to beg that the Lord may be pleased by His sovereign grace, by His Spirit, that this serious and solemn calling, the family circle, also in our Christian schools, a bus driver with the students, an empty place, a silent voice, that the Lord may use it that many may be wrought upon by the Spirit and turned unto the Lord. How often the Lord has also used the death of a young one, of a friend, for the saving of sinners. I shall mention Adoram Judson. He was a missionary, one of the first missionaries that was sent out from North America in the beginning of the 1800s to Burma. Oh, he was brought up according to this word. But in college, a friend, James Ames, that has turned from God and from his word, they became friends. And so also Adoram Judson has turned against the truth, left his parents' house. Boys and girls, I hope you never do that. When traveling to New York City, and then on a certain night, after a long journey, on his horse, he came to an inn and asked whether there was room. And the innkeeper said, "Adoram, everything is full, but there is one room. But half of that room is taken by a dying man, a curtain. But the other half, there is still a bed." And Adoram said, "I am so tired that shall not bother me the groaning of that dying man. I shall soon fall asleep." But when different, an hour later, still awake, listening to the groaning of that dying man, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and at 4 o'clock, the groaning ended and he fell asleep. Then he woke late up in the morning. Innkeeper still had a little breakfast. And then the question was, did the man die? And the innkeeper said, "At 4 o'clock." Where did he come from? The same place where he came from. Studied the same college. Do you know his name? James Ames. And the Lord used it as an arrow in his heart. Did not eat his breakfast. Sat dumbfounded till later in the afternoon before he could move. Thoughts of death and eternity. His friend in eternity lost forever. And he returned home. Oh, we could use more examples. Think of Martin Luther. Martin Luther was a seeking soul. Lord had begun that good work. Has the Lord begun that good work in our life, young and old? Needs to be a beginning. We need to be wrought upon by the Holy Spirit. Needs to become reality before it becomes reality at the end. And then for a Martin Luther, the death of a friend was used. Oh, yet more earnest to receive the pardoning of his sins, that he may be set free. Solomon has said in Proverbs 27 verse 1, Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day shall bring forth. And then even in the morning, then we know not what all shall transpire before the day comes to an end. Family circles and the busyness of life. May we be given to pause more often. And when the Lord has spared us all, husband, wife, children, grandchildren, no empty places to be given to speak of the goodness of the Lord. And how do we use our time? Paul has written to the Ephesians, redeeming the time, for the times are evil. We read in our text words that Joseph has brought his father Jacob before Pharaoh. And then we read, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh. And in that blessing, undoubtedly, that was in the name of his God. And then Pharaoh was given to see that Jacob was a very old man, maybe even in his time older than his age. And boys and girls, why did Jacob now perhaps look so old? Think you know. Was because of the naughtiness and the sins of his sons. Those children can never be happy. To that end, children, sons and daughters, I hope you may do your best to please your parents and all those that are set over you. And then Father Jacob has answered Pharaoh, the days of the years of my pilgrimage. Thus Jacob has said, Pharaoh, I am a pilgrim. I am a traveler. I am a stranger here below. Because those pilgrims, they are seeking a better country. Oh, it is true. The psalmist in Psalm 119, verse 25, my soul cleaveth to the dust, but, followed by the prayer, quicken me according to my word. We read in Hebrews 11, verse 13, concerning the patriarchs, confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims. And then David has said, the days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years, few and evil have the days of the years of my life been. We read many places in the scriptures that the life of mankind is but short. In Job 14, verse 1, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. And in verse 2, as a shadow and as a flower. Read more places in the Bible. A flower, beautiful, soon cut down. Isaiah 40, as Psalm 103. Then further, in another place, Job has declared, as a postman, you see him coming and he is soon by. Psalm 39, a hand breath, and my age is as nothing before thee. In Psalm 90, as a tale that is told, and 80 years, if by reason of strength 80 years, and we fly away. And in James 14, as a vapor that comes and disappears. Do we believe it, young and old? Do we believe that we are mortal? Not asking whether you believe it for your neighbor, but do we believe it for ourselves? What did David has said in 1 Samuel 20, verse 1, but a step between me and death. Oh, in this world, a continual funeral possession. And in Proverbs 30, the verses 15 and 16, then there is spoken of 4 things that never say it is enough. The barren womb, the thirsty earth, and the fire, but then the first. Do you know what the first is, young and old? That is the grave. And now, the Lord, he grants this precious time of grace that we may be given to seek and find him and to receive the pardoning of all of our sins through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, young and old. Are there times that we are troubled and shocked with ourselves? The scripture so clear. Examples in daily life. And now in this week, the Lord has spoken so loudly and so clearly that there is but a step between us and death. And how do we live with it? Have there been those souls that have come in the need, that have been given to beg the Lord earnestly? That the Lord may use this calling to be converted as the Lord converts all his people, that we may be prepared to meet our Maker, because there is not one exempted. I read in Hebrews 9, verse 27, that it is appointed unto men once to die, and after that the judgment. Then Eve and Father Jacob, 130 years old, has called us days few, and few and evil have the days of the years of my life been, and have not attained unto the days of the years of the life of my fathers, and the days of their pilgrimage. Isaac has become 180 years, and Abram 175 years. And then we read by renewal, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from before Pharaoh. Of course, everything is not written in the scriptures, but when we read what Jacob has said, what do you think, boys and girls? What more should have he said? Oh, it is true. Jacob has experienced many difficulties and many troubles, but, and it is true, it is twice written that Jacob has blessed Pharaoh, and let us hope that a Pharaoh, that he has spoken well of his God, that he has not only spoken of the evil, and there are many evils, and there are many troubles, difference in characters, and also instruction for the older ones in our midst. When the infirmities are increasing, not so easy, has been said by many, we like to become old, but to be old is not so easy. But then only to be given to speak of the infirmities and the troubles, and then to forget all the blessings which the Lord has given unto us, notwithstanding our sins, that is needful that our children may hear the goodness and the long-suffering of the Lord. And what a blessing it is when there may be those times also for grandparents and great-grandparents, when they have become old, that they may receive the liberty to speak of not only of his wonderful providence, but above all of his wonderful grace. Oh, that a Jacob has experienced. Oh, let us hope that with Father Jacob, that he has also spoken to Pharaoh of his God, of that wonder-doing God. Oh, it is true. His trials have been manifold, but how that the Lord has upheld him, and that his son's dreams have been fulfilled, and that he may be nourished by his son. Because the psalmist has said, forget not all his benefits. Are we sometimes troubled, congregation, with lost opportunities? that we meet people on our pathway, different places, whoever they may be, and that when we leave, oh, that we become so guilty. A special opportunity to speak of who the Lord is and of that one thing needful, but the opportunity passed. Our second thought, Jacob nourished, let us first sing. Psalter 98, let us only sing 1 and 2. The good man's steps are led aright. His way is pleasing in God's sight. And what follows? Psalter 98, only the first 2 stanzas. Jacob has said that his days were but few. Have just received notice that Jonah Beekman is in surgery by renewal and her condition is very critical. Also 14 years old, was there yet to visit her Tuesday evening, had come out of intensive. Oh, wondered that she was spared, were not so long ago the doctors feared for her life. And humanly speaking, I wonder if she comes through the surgery. Our days are few, young and old. Are we prepared to meet our Maker? Then we see how deeply we have fallen in our covenant to Adam. Still a blessing when we may be troubled, when we may be shocked, when we walk not so easy over the earth, but how many impressions come and go, fade away, even disappear. And that with all those things, heard it so many times, become used to it, and so we continue our journey, but young and old. There is a God in heaven, the King, at the right hand of the Father, who is still gathering, defending, and preserving the church, and who shall never, never forsake the work of his own hands, and that people that is described in the scriptures. And the Lord has a people. Oh, oftentimes exclude Himself. They learn their sinnership, unworthiness exercised with their heavenly high debt. But there may be times that the Lord includes them, and then it is true, can be in God's house, given to rejoice, so glad, and return to their homes, and then the enemy comes. Oh, how they are given to cry unto the Lord. The nominal Christendom excluded in God's house, but then soon they reason themselves within. And now our second thought, oh, Joseph's provision for his father Jacob. Jacob could provide for us Joseph the first 17 years, then he was sold. And now Joseph was privileged to care for his father for 17 years. Thus then Jacob, in his old age, Then he has experienced a time of rest, an Elam, may dwell among us children. Oh, it is true. In Genesis 42, verse 36, Joseph is not, Simeon is not. Thou wilt take Benjamin, all these things are against me. But now in the land of Egypt, it is true. Has buried his dear wife Rachel, Leah, two grandchildren, nevertheless, in the land of Egypt, then it is specifically mentioned, the verses 11 and 12, that speaks of the nourishment of the children of Jacob, the family circle. And then the verses 13 through 26, that speaks of all the other people of Egypt. And then there is a great difference and a great contrast. And then we read, and Joseph placed his father and his brethren. Does Joseph still call his brothers brethren? He owned them as such. Oh, surely, for those brethren, there must have been those times when they have reflected upon what they have done. Nothing but evil to Joseph. And then Joseph, nothing but good. Does that ever take place in our life, congregation? We are given to be wonder for such a sinner that the Lord bestows so many bounties, placed his father and his brethren and gave them a possession in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land. That is two times mentioned in this chapter. The best of the land, in the land of Ramesses, as Pharaoh had commanded. That was important. And then we see that Pharaoh and Joseph are one. So also I read in John 10, verse 30, that the father and the son are one. Because if it had only been by Joseph, then perhaps the Egyptians, they would have spoke much of the family of Jacob, strangers receiving the best of the land. They would have accused Joseph of partiality. But now it is clearly written that it was Joseph by the command of Pharaoh, the best of the land. Ah, the goodness of the Lord. Then those brothers, when they were given to see it right, then should it not have been the question, why do we as brothers receive the best portion of the land and the Egyptians the rest? Because we would hope that there were times when those brothers looked at the Egyptians, that they were given to experience and think that I wonder if there are among those Egyptians that are not nourished like we are, not provided, and not received the best, whether there are not now those Egyptians that have sold their brother like we have. Does that ever take place in our life? When we are given to look outside of our circles, young people, and then given to consider the world, and that sometime perhaps that we think the world does not know better, not been instructed by father and mother out of God's word, not being in church when the doors are open, have not heard the law, not heard the gospel, and then we, with our baptized forehead, have heard it so often and know it so well, and that we still do evil things, and that it brings us on our knees. Joseph has nourished his father and his brethren, and then we read concerning those words, according to their families. Then in the margin, it is explained that in the Hebrew, it has the meaning, as a little child is nourished, and also according to the little ones. Thus, what a profound, what a special word. Joseph was fulfilling his promise concerning Jacob and his family in Genesis 45. When he has made himself known, then he said to those brothers that he must come down to the land of Egypt and that he would nourish them. And now the word of Joseph has been fulfilled. Oh, much more so, the word of the greater Joseph, the Lord Jesus Christ, what he has promised for his church. He has purchased them for body and for soul. This true, his promises shall be tried, sorely tried, deeply tried. All for Jacob, what mysterious ways also for Joseph. But now given to read, as a little child is nourished according to the little ones. Ah, the greater Joseph. He has a special care for those little ones. It is all through Christ. Think of Zechariah 13, verse 7. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd that is a man of my fellow. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn my hand unto the little ones. Ah, those little ones, those little lambs, the good shepherd. He deals so tenderly, picks them up upon his shoulder. He speaks comfortably to their souls. And then in the land of Goshen, of course, also a famine. And how did Joseph now nourish them? Out of the storehouses that have been filled. Then, of course, what did the brothers of Joseph have to do, congregation? What did they have to do with their sacks when they were empty? then they had to go to Joseph and to the storehouses. And fathers and mothers, you can understand that those parents oftentimes have taken their children along. Oh, that was a delight for Joseph, that they came not only with their empty sacks for corn and to soon be gone, but that they could speak to Joseph and that Joseph could speak to them. How is it with our needs, congregation? Also our temporal needs. When our sacks are filled, are we glad and happy? It's a blessing. There are boys and girls today that had nothing to eat. Boys and girls that have died because of starvation. That's a great blessing. But is it only for the temporal goods? Or does it also go about his favor, that the Lord may speak a word to our soul? Does it only go about the temporal goods? Christ has taught his church to pray, give us this day our daily bread. But we do have a soul that needs to be saved. Oh, young and old, what a privilege that we are still upon praying ground, that we may still come, that we are commanded to come. And oh, the storehouses of the greater Joseph, they are still so full, and the Lord delights to give. And the Lord can never become less by giving out, and never more by holding in. Oh, the greater Joseph, the Lord Jesus Christ, has not only the temporal goods all in his hand, does not mean it cannot be tried. Examples in the Bible. But now the Lord has a people who have been made hungry and thirsty for righteousness. And each time by renewal, they may come, because there was a difference. We have heard it in the chapter that the Egyptians, they had to come with money, and soon their cattle, their horses and cows and sheep and goats, and eventually their land, and eventually put in cities. But now for that privileged family of Jacob, without money and without price. Oh, are there such people in my midst, hungry and thirsty, and each time by renewal, and then with the beggar's prayer, poor and needy, empty sacks and unworthy, brothers that have sinned everything away. But oh, what precious invitation by the greater Joseph. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, buy wine and milk, yea, buy without money and without price. We can understand it. Even our boys and girls can understand it. What an insult it would have been to Joseph if those brothers had come with money. Oh, it is true, they have come with money before. It's all returned. They have learned much. But if those brothers would have come to Joseph with money, would have been an insult for Joseph. Oh, what a lesson for the church to learn. To be saved by free and sovereign grace. Oh, the privileged family of Jacob, that they were placed in the best of the land. And each time by renewal that their sacks were filled, oh, Joseph was given to rejoice when those brothers with their wives and children, undoubtedly it is not all written in the Bible, but children were the same in those days, that they said, Father and Mother, may we go along, that we may see the storehouses, and that we may meet Joseph, our uncle, and that he may speak to us, maybe give a little present. Oh, what a blessing it is when there may be children and young people, when that may be our life. Oh, it happens sometime that children in earlier days, of course, there was not the transportation and not so easy to come to church. And then many times, then some had to stay home, and that sometime children, in the right way, they were given to quarrel. Who could go to church because they had a desire? Is that also your desire, boys and girls, to go up to God's house? Oh, with the prayer that the Lord may convert us. Oh, we have heard it. The necessity that we are converted early. Oh, old people must die, but children and young people can die. Oh, we are traveling to a never-ending eternity. May it please the Lord to work lovingly and irresistibly, that the callings may be sanctified. And then we have heard thus far from our text what we read in Psalm 144, 46, verse 5. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord, his God. When we may have that portion, then we can live and we can die. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, may it please thee to bless the callings and thy holy word. Then by renewal we commend unto thee the family that has been plunged so suddenly and so unexpectedly in their deep mourning. Then we also commend unto thee the police officers, the emergency, the fire department that were at the accident. Lord, wilt thou also remember and help them all? And then we have received notice. Another 14-year-old daughter undergoing another surgery. Very critical. We commend her unto thee with her parents. Ah, Lord, wilt thou remember us and our dear children? Work the wonderful works of grace. Give us not over to the hardening of the heart. Oh, we humbly beg of thee. We know not what the weak still holds in, but we may humbly beg thee that thou may keep, that thou may protect. Ah, take us under thy kind care and good protection, and above all, convert us. as thou hast converted all thy people, bring us now safely home. Pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 322. Let us only sing 1 and 2. How shall the young direct their way? What light shall be their perfect guide? Thy word, O Lord, will safely lead, if in its wisdom they confide. And we announce to the congregation that the funeral arrangements for Heather Ludeman are still pending. Psalter 322, only the first two stanzas. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.